From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Taxes are clearly on everyone's mind as we prepare for our 2012 tax returns, while continuing to watch and listen to our lawmakers propose, debate, and ultimately make budget choices for the future. At the state capitol in Madison, legislators are considering aspects of Governor Scott Walker's proposed budget, presented a few weeks ago. And the governor's staff, including the state's Secretary of Revenue, Rick Chandler, are doing what they can to bolster support for that budget, both in Madison and around the state. Chandler was in La Crosse a week ago to explain the governor's proposal and remind taxpayers that the April 15th deadline for filing this year's taxes is now just 6 weeks away. He told Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis that from his perspective, the state finances are headed in the right direction.
2 years ago, we faced a projected $3.6 billion deficit in the state budget. And the governor made some very difficult but necessary choices that reduced spending in the state to allow us to avoid that projected deficit. All of that has resulted in a situation where we now have a surplus in the current budget, which will carry over into the next one. The economy is turning around, so we're seeing revenue growth from economic expansion. And that means in this budget, we can provide individual income tax cuts while also putting more money into some of the other priority areas that people would like to see funded. So for the first time in a number of years, the university system is seeing a funding increase. The technical college system is seeing a funding increase. The K-12 school system is seeing a funding increase. And for local governments, aides are flat in this budget. But that's contrasted with aid cuts in the last several budgets. So things are stabilizing for local governments.
So you're getting out the message of the budget?
Exactly. We want to really tell people about some of the significant features of the governor's budget, and I'm focusing on an income tax reduction for the middle class, which will provide significant relief, $343 million. But to put it in terms that people can relate to, for a typical family, two earners, two kids, roughly $80,000 of income, which is the median family income in the state, about $212 of tax relief over the 2 years covered by the next budget bill. And that's just one part of a larger package of tax reductions that we've got in this budget bill. The total is about $635 million. And it also includes an increased child care deduction, an increased deduction for people who make their own health insurance premium payments. We have a manufacturing and agriculture credit to help manufacturing and ag businesses that's phasing in. And that will really help drive job creation in the state. So in total, it's a very significant package. And when you add it to the tax cuts that were in the last budget bill, it's over $1 billion worth of tax cuts over a four-year period. We think that's helping the state head in the right direction, putting more money in people's pockets, making us more competitive with other states. And it's a contrast to what we see over the border in Minnesota and also in Illinois, where taxes are being increased.
Jobs in Minnesota, though, have been a little more plentiful.
Well, we're seeing a turnaround in jobs here. And one of the things, when you compare Wisconsin to other Midwest states, we didn't see as big of a drop-off in jobs in the recession as other states like Michigan did. We're seeing a good recovery in jobs, and in terms of the rate of recovery, we're roughly the same as the other states in the Midwest overall. We'd like that to be a lot better, and these changes like the tax cuts are going to help that. The governor has also included a number of provisions in the budget bill directed at workforce training and at education. And the common theme of those is to really focus on education that provides people with the skills they need in today's economy. For some people, that means a college degree, and we want the colleges in the state to be more focused on the kinds of degrees that businesses are looking for. For a lot of people, it means a technical college degree. manufacturing businesses, healthcare businesses, and a lot of other businesses need a lot of people with a two-year degree beyond high school that gives them the skills that they need to get beyond a high school education that the businesses are looking for.
You made a reference about tax cuts being able to help the job creation. How do these tax cuts help with jobs?
It helps in several ways. One thing it does is puts a little more money in people's pockets so they have a little bit more ability to spend. At the federal level, people are aware that the Social Security tax increases are taking a little bit of money out of people's pockets. We're trying to go the other direction and give people a little more money to spend in their local communities. But it also reduces the costs on businesses. A lot of small businesses have owners who pay taxes on the business income through their individual income tax returns, so it will reduce their tax burden, give them a little more money to invest in new hiring or new equipment or things like that, and it will drive down the cost of doing business because people will have more money available to spend on things other than taxes.
There was a tax group that did a budget analysis within the last week or so, and their analysis showed these tax cuts will benefit the most the top 20% of earners in Wisconsin. If you did an analysis, and I'm sure you've done that, is that what it would show, and why is that the best way to go?
The way the tax cuts work is we're reducing the tax rate on the bottom three tax brackets out of the top five tax out of the five tax brackets that Wisconsin has. So the bottom three out of our five tax brackets are being reduced. And that helps the most people who are in the middle income ranges. So the biggest share of dollars in terms of overall relief go to middle class taxpayers. Middle class taxpayers see a bigger share of the overall relief than their share of total tax payments and see the biggest percentage cuts. Now, taxpayers at all levels see cuts. So as you go up into the higher income levels, upper middle class and above, people see lower percentage changes and a lower share of tax cuts relative to the amount of taxes they currently pay. But because they're paying a lot, that translates into bigger dollar cuts as you get up into those upper ranges. But the biggest percentage cuts, the biggest amount of dollars of relief go to the middle class.
What is your definition of the middle class?
A lot of people have different definitions, and you can use any number of definitions, but I think a lot of people view it as, say, $30,000 of income up to about $100,000. At the national level, when they were talking about it, they defined middle class as going up to $250,000. That's probably a lot higher than most people in Wisconsin would regard as middle class. But the bulk of our tax cuts are going to people in that $30,000 to $100,000 range.
If you look at the budget, local governments are being frozen this time, you know, and if I recall, there's a property tax freeze associated with that. People are concerned about that as well. How do you respond to concerns like that?
Well, you've made a really good point about looking at all of these things in the context of the state's overall budget situation. And I think as people are very well aware, we are recommending some spending limits on local governments that will assure that property taxes stay flat because we think that's important to people. So local governments are definitely going to have to continue to operate very efficiently and make choices about how they spend their money. And I would add that that's true of state agencies like the Department of Revenue and all other agencies. Our funding for our operations is flat. We're putting money into education, into tax cuts, into health care, and asking governments to continue to operate with the same level of funding they've had in the past.
It just seems like a big shell game is going on. You know, every 2 or 4 years, somebody gets a little money. And I guess as revenue secretary, is it time to look at additional ways to bring in revenue?
Well, I understand what you're saying about some of the ups and downs of the state budget in recent years, and some of that was due to the national recession. Some of it was due to state government making some commitments to increase spending that proved to be impossible to keep. What we're trying to do is get things on a more stable course. I think the most important thing to do is to get the economy growing. And we're seeing signs of a turnaround. We're heading in the right direction. But we need to do a lot more. And that does involve a lot of different things, like investing in education, getting taxes to a more reasonable level, focusing on workforce training. But all of those things will make us a more attractive place to do business. And the lesson from the 1990s in the state of Wisconsin is if we can get the economy growing, it makes everything else a lot easier. That means we can continue to reduce taxes while also increasing spending in the areas people want to see funded. So that's really what we have to try to do. But it is important to try to get off the roller coaster that we've seen over the last several budgets in state government. We think we're heading in the right direction.
I know a potential sales tax increase was kind of floated out there earlier this year. It doesn't sound like it's going to happen. But do you think it could be in the future?
I think the governor's view at this point is we want to be working to reduce taxes as we get the opportunity and not talk about any kind of an increase in any particular tax area. And that's one of the things we're trying to emphasize with the tax reduction package that is included in this budget is everybody at all income levels is seeing a decrease. Nobody is seeing an increase. And sometimes if you restructure things too much, you get into a situation where some people are seeing decreases, some are seeing increases. And the feeling is we want to try to be working gradually to get taxes down all across the board.
What is new for this tax season?
We don't have...
Before we do that, though, I should mention all these changes in the budget, including the tax breaks, would not happen until the 2013 filing season, correct?
That's correct. The rate reductions in the budget will first take effect for the 2013 tax year, so people will see the benefits next April or next tax filing season. A couple of things that are being increased in this budget, the child care deduction, the health insurance premium deduction, are being phased in over a period of years. So people are seeing some benefits already in the 2012 tax year by virtue of the increases in those deductions. So that's an ongoing thing. Those are two of the major changes that people are seeing on their 2012 tax returns that will get bigger in future years.
E-filing is still as popular as ever, and more so, I assume?
It is. We're really trying to heavily promote e-filing as we have for a number of years, and we try to emphasize to people it's convenient, it's secure, the program does the math for you. And best of all, for people who get refunds, they can get their refunds direct deposited in their checking or savings account in a matter of days after they file, rather than having to wait for weeks, which is the case with a paper return. Last year in Wisconsin, 80% of our individual tax returns were e-filed. We're in the top 10 in the country. 10 years ago, it was about 30%. So you can see how it's steadily increased. We've really found that once people try e-filing, they never want to go back to the old way.
I just saw a report, and I'm sure there's been some discussion in your office, about the number of tax fraud cases being up in Wisconsin.
The cases of identity theft that affect people in terms of the filing of their taxes are things where their identity has been stolen in some other way, not through the tax system, but in some other way. And then people use that information to file a fraudulent return. But people who are e-filing and providing their information through the e-filing process, that is a very, very secure process.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add?
A couple of things to add in terms of the tax filing process. We have a program that we participate in called the VITA program, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. Volunteers from the Department of Revenue, the Internal Revenue Service, AARP, and many, many other organizations work together to provide volunteer tax filing assistance to low-income individuals, elderly, disabled, military families. We have about 200 sites around the state of Wisconsin that are open usually a couple of days a week in community buildings or libraries, places like that. If people want to find a site near them, they can just dial 211. on their phone and get a recording and find a site near them. And we know that the tax filing process can be intimidating to people. So if you are low income or disabled or elderly, you can go to one of those sites and get some assistance. And we find that people really appreciate it. We served about 60,000 taxpayers statewide last year, so it's something that helps a lot of people. For other people who want information about how to file, we recommend that they go to our website where we have lots of information about what forms people need to file. We also have a free e-filing application for Wisconsin taxes. So if you want to file your Wisconsin taxes online for free, just go to the Department of Revenue website and you can do that. We have YouTube videos if people want to learn about tax filing through that process, and we now have a new mobile app for people's phones. So we're trying to get information out there in a lot of ways and make it as easy as possible.
Rick Chandler is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. He spoke this past week with WPR's John Davis. Links to Governor Scott Walker's proposed 2013 budget and to the Department of Revenue tax filing information are available on our website, wpr.org/lacrosse. Scroll down to Newsmakers and follow the links. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers, or if you have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.